When the state legislature passed its so-called skinny budget back in March, a lot was left unfunded, including the Arizona Commission on the Arts. The agency, which provides grants and programs in support of the arts and arts learning here, was looking at major cuts. But then last week, Governor Ducey announced he was pulling $2 million from the state's Crisis Contingency and Safety Net Fund to fund the agency. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with its executive director, Jamie Dempsey, more about that and just how bad the situation for the arts has been in Arizona since the pandemic hit.
The pandemic has been devastating to the arts industry here in Arizona and across our nation and our world. There are entire arts disciplines and ways of operating that are not possible in this time of crisis. So, in terms of our agency and where we were before last week, we were anticipating a contraction of $2.5 million for the now current fiscal year. Our fiscal year just started a few days ago. And that contraction is larger and faster than any contraction we've ever experienced in the history of the agency. We had very difficult times during the Great Recession and many, many cuts over a handful of years. But we were anticipating a need to completely reinvent our services for the current fiscal year.
Right. This is because the original skinny budget that passed through the legislature passed without any funding for your agency at all.
That's right. And so we have a few funding sources, including funding that we compete for through the National Endowment for the Arts. And so those funding streams would have held steady or fairly steady. Our other state funding stream is experiencing a bit of a decline because it's based on Corporation Commission filing fees. But the big challenge has been that our funding has been allocated year by year without any kind of baseline. And because of the pandemic, because of the rush to get out of session and the way that the skinny budget passed, funding for our agency was not included in that.
So now, as you referenced there, the governor announced last week this $2 million in funding for the arts from this state's Crisis Contingency and Safety Net Fund. Were you relieved? Like, how much does this change the situation for you?
Well, it's a very interesting question. We were certainly relieved. We were grateful. We are very happy to know that the governor's office sees the pain and the crisis in terms of how it's affecting the creative sector in Arizona, that is known to them and understood. And we appreciated the fact that the governor's office would apply relief in this way. It was a welcome surprise for sure. I think what is also true in this moment is that the devastation is so great, it's so vast, that this funding is a drop in the bucket related to what is needed by the arts and culture sector. So yeah. We are going to have to work together, community leaders, arts sector leaders, and residents of Arizona, like we will for many sectors. We will have to work together to figure out what our future looks like and how we're investing in that, because this relief, while welcome, is not going to solve those problems.
Yeah. So where will this funding go for you?
So we are currently, you know, hard at work with our governor-appointed commissioners, that's our board, and key stakeholders and our staff to try to determine a process for delivering these relief funds in a way that won't cause extra burden to already stretched arts organizations, many of whom have already had to furlough staff. There's been incredible job loss. So we want to make sure we're not adding any extra burden or extra pressure. Our goal in this relief will be to maximize public value, to make sure that we're investing this relief in places where the public has a vested interest in the outcome. And by that, I mean that organizations that are giving priority to creative workers, that are doing everything they can to preserve jobs and also to pivot their programming in ways that can serve the public even while facilities are closed. And in all things, we always try to ensure that there is equity and parity in the delivery of our resources and that these funds reach all areas of the state.
So this is one time, this $2 million, and I know that the budget for the arts in the state has been pretty inconsistent for a long time, since the recession, essentially. What do you need to continue to move forward and to potentially recover from this?
I think the arts sector in Arizona, we have been operating with financial models that don't work. I don't mean that at the organizational level. I mean it's systemic. There is no security or stability that has been baked into the way that we operate. For the Arizona Commission on the Arts, I think a baseline of stable funding is imperative. Beyond that, in terms of how the sector operates, we need to be thinking and experimenting with vastly new financial models, new models for operating. This crisis has upended everything we thought we knew about what the sector could do, who it is, right, who it's serving. And I think there's going to have to be a lot of very creative experiments that are invested in, that are supported, as we try to figure out what kind of models can carry us into the future. We have an awful lot in the arts to give and a lot to contribute to this moment. And for us to be able to do that effectively and to leverage everything we have for Arizona communities and Arizona residents, we need to be operating in new ways.
All right. That is Jamie Dempsey, Executive Director of the Arizona Commission on the Arts. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.